Blog Talk Radio.
There we are. That's our cue. And welcome, everyone, to our Zora and Zoraya call today with our special guest, Dr. Tom. So here we are, still waiting for the Tier 4B notifications. We're also watching what is happening out in the world of finances and potential, the market crashes and the transformation of all the governments, especially here in the United States of America, with the elections coming up. So things are kind of up in the air in terms of how that's all going to resolve itself. So anyway, so here we are. Thank you all so very, very much for being here on our call today. As we move forward into higher densities, as well as understanding of what our purpose is individually and collectively. So with that being said, I also want to remind people that I've had some emails regarding the calls that we have had with the Inner Earth Visitor, Dr. T.T., along with Adrian, and of course with Leo, because Leo is the nephew of Dr. T.T., and Dr. T.T. has been in the inner Ahalo Earth areas for at least 6 years, the last time he spoke to us, and he is an excellent healer as well. So for those of you that wanted to be able to listen to the replays, it is on our newsletters. So please don't ask me. If you read the newsletter, it will say where you can go ahead and click it and listen to day one and day two. Day three will not be for everyone, because that was a healing call and it was a one-to-one. Okay, so that is my announcement for today, and I will go ahead and bring Zoraya through for her messages for this wonderful 27th of October, or the 28th of October, on the other side, over there in the underworld, for Australia? Anyway, down under, and of course, that also includes all of the Asian countries, et cetera. And then, of course, the Middle East is a different time zone as well. And here we are, and all together, we are only one beautiful blue earth of humanity. All right. Okay, that's enough. All right, Zoraya, go ahead and take it away, dear. Zoraya,
okay.
Oh, there you are. Okay, and how about you say hello and your little message before you go forward. Thank you.
Before I go forward. Okay.
With your message, right. But this is now your personal message coming up.
Okay.
Hello, are you there?
Well, I'm here, yes, of course.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about where you're at in your heart right now. When you see everything that
where
is going on.
Where am I at in my heart? Well,
right.
I would, well, as my time grows closer to returning home, I'm ecstatic. Anyway, but so, and that's of course.
How do you see everything present? Yeah, how do you see things presently in this current illusion of TV?
Well, you know, I see changes going on in the earth a lot, both governmental and also awakening-wise, because, as Zoe had said, there's more and more vessels that are appearing in the earth's skies during the day, instead of at night. Nighttime is, you know, is interesting way of hiding ships, however. But the there's more sightings happening now in broad daylight. And that's a pretty interesting, you know, happening. So as time goes nearer toward our the ascension of the entire ascension of planet Earth, people included, I see a very dramatic change in people's understanding. Take, for instance, the people that are on our call, that with Adrian and Dr. Tiki and Leo, more and more people are, what they're doing is they are solidifying everything that my father has said over the years. And Dr. Tiki is mainly, you know, verifying everything that my father has said about Earth, about the upcoming events. And people are finally saying, oh, wait a minute. Everything Zora said, he just verified. So it's another, how you put it, another feather in our cap here. Another feather in our cap for proving that we're for real and we're not a figment of people's imagination and we're not just feeding a bunch of hogwash to the population. We're feeding you truth, just as we've done ever since we started our mission back in 2011. And so, well, how do I see the Earth evolving? For the betterment of everyone. That's how I see it. And of course, and as I mentioned before, as my time draws nearer for me going home, I will be coming back up again on the surface, but I'll be bringing technology with me. I'll be bringing transportation up from inner Earth and hollow Earth. And I will definitely be changing the outlook of everyone on Earth when I do return back to the surface. So how do I feel? I feel great. And I'm going to read from one of Diane Robbins' book, Messages from the Hollow Earth. Harmony restores the flow of abundance. Because Jane wanted me to talk about abundance. I'm reading from that, from the book there. Some of you have heard this already, but some have not. So I'm going to reread this segment here. We've been waiting patiently for you on the steps of the Library of Porto Logos in the stillness of the hollow earth where all is serene. Today we greet you in the light of the one creator of all, no matter where you live on this earth. We are all designed by the great designer, and we are here to fulfill the divine plan for Earth. Today we will talk about life inside the globe and how it glorifies the existence of our physical form. Everything here is in heightened state of evolution, or what you would term sixth dimension or sixth density. We and everything here responds immediately to our thoughts. We command the elements, and the elements work with us, not against us. Our perfect climate and perfect environment Everything responds to everything, and together we create, together creates a synergy of resonating melodies that uplift and nourish our souls. We are constantly being fed by the vibrations of all of life around us, restoring ourselves continuously and fully with the great life force necessary for our existence and our immortality. On the surface, you are diametrically opposed to everything and everyone, sheltered in your own realities of separatedness and not heeding the forces of nature who are there to work with you, but whom you deem necessary to destroy and plunder. This is a great travesty of life, and as a result, your environment is crashing at a rapid rate. The most important lesson to learn is in this lifetime is to live in harmony with all of life. All people, all of nature. Once humanity learns this, then great forces of abundance can easily flow and will flow to everyone. And suddenly everyone will have everything they could ever need. It is all available to you right now once harmony is restored on the surface. But you who read these pages, these messages, know this and are carrying vast amounts of light. And it is your light that is touching the garments of all you come in contact with and raising the vibrations of the planet. It is your light that is blazing through the density, clearing the haze of distortion so humanity can once again see very, very clearly. And that's our message to you about abundance. Back to you, Quasar. You're on mute.
That was really quick. I was expecting that you were going to be talking probably at least for another couple of minutes. But we can talk a little bit now in regards
to... Well, you asked
me
to talk about abundance, and there's not a whole bunch of abundance.
Right, and I think... No. Okay. All right, so...
You want to talk about life inside Telos? No. That's a different story. You can go all day with that.
Well, I think, you know, well, we're going to have Dr. Tom here probably in about 15 minutes. And I was wondering if you can bring your father through for the next few minutes before Dr. Tom comes in. And then after we have Dr. Tom speak and we talk about the RV, et cetera, for right now, perhaps maybe your dad could come through. If you will, I have a couple questions
you
for
want
him.
You want me to bring him here right now?
Sure.
Okay.
And then you'll be back later.
I'll do that. Yeah.
Because after that, I'll be with Dr. Tom, and then I know that you and your father will be coming through again.
Okay. Okay.
Let's tell everybody that they need to put their headbands on. Find their headbands, put them on also, please.
Everyone, find your headbands wherever you got them hidden and take them out and put them on your heads. My father is going to energize them as they're on your head. So everyone, go get them. Take them off the nail hanging in the closet. Take them out of the safe. Wherever you got them hid, and put them on your head. That's where they should be anyway. Wear them as often as you can, because it helps you in your ascension and your enlightenment and all that. So yes, you need to have them on your head.
All right. Well, we're waiting for your father. There you go.
Beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day?
We're wonderful.
Very good.
Okay, Zara.
And
it's
that is a wondrous, that is a wondrous place to be.
Wonderful so, that you are here with all of us today. So I know we have questions for you, I'm sure. However, Dr. Tom will be with us here very shortly as well to talk about the RV. But before that, perhaps maybe you can say a few words in regards to your message as you see everything happening in our world and also in regards to, whatever you would like to send. Tell us, Zora. Thank you. Besides our 5-4-3-2-1.
Mm-hmm. 5-4-3-2-1, receive. Go ahead.
We get
go
another
ahead,
one, don't
think?
We say, from the did you hear me? From the gods and goddesses of our beings, we receive great prosperity and abundance, and we know it is flowing to us now in great, great
indeed.
Abundance.
Mm. Indeed.
And what else?
Now, the next bonus I'm going to send out is a charging bonus for all of your headbands, everyone wearing your headbands, right? Is everyone wearing your headbands? Are you wearing your headband, Quasar?
Of course.
All right. 5-4-3-2-1, receive. And you
receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, our headbands are fully activated, re-energized.
And you are feeling the energy that is flowing into your each and every headband that is out there right now. Each and every headband is being fully energized with my power, with the power of Terra Christa, with the power of the Federation, and you are definitely going to know it right now.
Very powerful, Zara.
Indeed.
Wow. That is very powerful. I can really feel it. It's amazing. So
and
for
as
all of
you,
you,
should
that
be,
can't,
you should be feeling it.
Of course. Now, everybody, if you don't have a headband yet, you've got to get one. I mean, really, it's especially now for
it's
those
very
of you who can really feel
especially,
energy.
Especially now. The reason that we're saying now, go ahead and make sure you get one, is because as the energies flow onto Earth and the love energy is coming from the universe, coming from the Galactic Federation, or the Federation of Planets or whatever, all of that is being sent down onto Earth right now. You should be completely consumed by love right now.
I feel a lot of tingling.
That is what, and that is what we are. We are love.
You feel it, Sarah. Here's the information
The creation of this, what you call Milky Way, was a blessing, was a gift to humanity. It was a gift to all life forms. And it was a joy for in its creation. So why are you bickering? Why are you fighting each other? It's ridiculous. I'm going to tell you something right now that's going to shock many of you, but it's a reality. You see in your world how you have turmoil between China, between Russia, between America. This is all fake. Understand this. In orbit around Mars right now, in orbit around Mars, there is a joint space station that was built way back way, way back. And it's joint Russian, Chinese, American. And it is a space station. People are born and they're living their lives on that space station. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you all this bickering that you're having on the Earth is senseless, completely. And it is senseless. You should not be fighting one another. You should not be hating one another. That's a mindset that was created back before World War II. And that mindset needs to be recreated. You need to be reprogrammed in love. And this is what we are here to do. We are here to help you to learn, to help you to evolve and bring forth the love vibration that is lying dormant with each and every one of you on this planet. All of you have the capacity of absolute love. And what do you do with it? You hide it. You're unsure of what to do about it. When I tell you to go out and heal others, what I see, people say they're going to do it, but do they do it? No. Why? Because of fear. Because they're afraid of what people may think of them if they put themselves out there to do what I ask them to do. Fear is a very strong vibration on this planet, and it needs to be done away with. What you could accomplish if you didn't have the fear of failure, the fear of wondering what people are going to think of you. You have this wonderful gift of healing with each and every one of you, and you don't do anything with it. You wait for someone else to do it for you, and that is not the way it is meant to be. In Hollow Earth, we help one another all the time. We help people in what you term commerce. Our commerce is barter and trade our abilities and our understandings and all of this. It's all done through barter and trade. You barter your abilities and you barter your trade for goods and services. There's no money exchanged like you have here on the surface. But still, you can have the peace and abundance you want by bringing forth a harmony on this planet. So forget about your bickering. Forget about your division between nations. They built a thing in New York called the United Nations. What does it do? They argue a lot. They can't decide on one thing. They can't decide on peace, which is what it is originally meant to do. They talk about conflicts around the globe, but what are they doing about it? They talk about it, and that's about all. So the nations come together there, supposedly, to devise a plan to bring peace to the planet. It's been corrupted by the dark. It's been corrupted by the cabal. And nothing gets accomplished. They go there to go through the motions, but there's nothing concrete that happens in the United Nations. You, my beloved people, you have the ability to change your world. And each and every one of you have that ability. And what are you doing with it? You're afraid to step out and be whom you really are, the gods and goddesses you are, the healers you are. Dr. Titi is a healer, wonderful healer. He learned his technique, his ability in the inner earth and hollow earth. He's been there a few times. And I have spoken with Dr. Titi when he came to Hollow Earth. He's a wonderful being. And we helped him to learn the right way to heal people. And we sent him, gave him his mission to come back to the surface and to help those in need, to help those in medical need. And we trained him on how to do it. It's quite simple. You simply go within yourselves. You drop the fear completely. And you step out and you do what's right. You heal people. You have the ability within you. You just have to awaken it and let it work for you. Once you bring forth your goddess of your being or the god of your being in its totality, you will see changes happening in your life that will surpass all understanding. And you will feel the wonderful feelings of accomplishment when you go out and you help your fellow man or your fellow woman, whatever the case may be. You all have this ability within you. I've told you many times about this. You have the ability within you to step out of your comfort zone and put yourself out there and bring healing to your community, to your city, to your state, to your country, to your world. And you have this ability within you, and you sit there and you hide it away out of fear, not stepping out and doing what's right. I know you have the ability. I've seen it. And yet you don't do anything with it. You have this inbred fear of what will they think of me? Can I really heal? That doubt must be done away with. Of course you can. Even the Bible said it. Yeshua said it. Marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do if you only know you can. And you can. I can assure you of that. Also, in the Old Testament, Dead Sea Scrolls, it says this. God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. What, for God's sake, does that mean to you? It means you're gods and goddesses, and you have the ability to create from nothing. Did you think that we had what you call a plan to when we created the Milky Way galaxy? Of course we had a plan, and we went forth through that plan. We put forth our ability of creation to create the Milky Way galaxy. And you have the same ability as I have. Why? Because you were born that way. You were given the gifts at birth. And yet your governments want to stifle you, and they want to keep you down through vaccines, through inoculations, through all kinds of shots. It doesn't help you. It stumps your growth in your abilities. It calms them down, so you're not able to use them. But I can tell you right now, you can reclaim that. You can use your God-given gifts of healing by putting forth your love out there to the world, by putting forth your abilities out to the world, your healing abilities. You can heal the people in your town, in your community, in your state, in your world. You can form the world that you want it to be if you just do it. Step out on what you term, okay, I'll use the Christian term, step out on faith and do it. You can do it. I know you can. So do away with the fear. That is the destroyer. Fear is the destroyer. So you need to reclaim your heritage, reclaim your royalty, and go out and heal your people. And believe me, once you do it, you'll feel better for it, and you will feel more, you will have more courage to do more, to bring forth your healing ability out to the world, out to your community, out to your neighbors. Start with your neighbors. Ask them how they feel. If they, you know, they will ask you, well, why do you want to know? Because I can see that you're suffering. Let me help you take that suffering away. And do it. Use your God-given gifts of healing and go out and heal your neighbors. Heal anyone you see that is suffering. If you see someone on crutches, find out why they're on crutches. And help them. Heal their affliction. If they have a sprained ankle or a broken foot, you have the power to heal that. I can tell you right now, you have the power to do it. But yet you don't want to because you're afraid of what people will think. Zoraya, when she's out and about, if she sees someone suffering, she walks right up to them and she asks them, may I help you? Can I help you with this? Almost everyone she speaks with, they say, I would really appreciate it. And then she does it. She heals them. And that is what each and every one of you out there listening to this call need to do too. Go out. And when you go out shopping and you see someone in a wheelchair, find out why they're in the wheelchair. Find out what their circumstances. Find out if you can help in any way. And then do it. You all have the ability within you to heal the world, to heal humanity, to heal your, you can purify your oceans by speaking forth the purity, purification of that. You can cleanse your mountain streams and your lakes by rubbing your hands together and putting them into the water and simply saying, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. And you can heal the waters. Water coming out of your tap, whether it's from a city water or whether it's from a well, the moment it comes out, put your hands, the hands where we showed them to you, and you put it right next to your faucet as the water's coming out. And you purify the water as it comes out. You have that ability. It's within you. And I know, I don't think it, I don't believe it, I know it, that you can do it. But you have to step out of your comfort zones and do it. You don't need to have someone do it for you. You have the ability. You have the power. And it's about time you do it. That is all. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
receive! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. All right, everybody. That was a very, very powerful Zora message for today. I'm just going to add a little bit to the end.
Go right ahead.
I understand how everyone
My frustration?
Feels. No, Zora. I just want, we have Dr. Tom that's waiting in the, Dr. Tom is waiting in the wings, but I also want to stress to everyone that I've been there.
Of course.
I have been there. So again, it's all about doing the practice. You know you have the power. I got to tell you, I've taken too many, whatever modality that was out there to help me and understand exactly how to heal and all the various steps. You don't need that. Since Zora came into our life, we don't need to do that. You have it innately within you because we are God sparks. We are source sparks. We are co-creators, and we have that ability. It's now time for us to practice it and do it. So go do it. And that's where you start, is if you need a little bit of helping hand, which Zora has done for so many of us in regards to healing, once that's done, then you can already begin to do it. You know how to tell people how to and start simply. Go someplace, wherever you talk to, whoever you're talking to, whether you're sitting with somebody, hey, let me show you how you can, would you like to be able to learn how to understand how you can change the molecular structure of your water and then the fruit? And then if you can do that much and you get an idea that, I could really do this, then begin to work on people. That's how simple it is. Start simple and then feel power that you have within to be able to get it done. Okay. Now, since we're talking about healing, most of us already know and have as part of our projects to be able to have healing centers. How best to be able to teach people Zora's teachings in regards to the power that people have individually and innately, the power to be able to heal. Ought to be a part of your healing centers is to bring forth the healing power that everyone has through the Zora call and that you can do it. You don't have to have a Reiki certificate. You don't have to have a nursing certificate. You don't have to have anything at all, but know that who you are inside is that wonderful, powerful being of love and knowing who you truly are on the inside. These are just bodies that we have, that we have taken on to be here in this existence, to learn from scratch, again, to know really who you are on the inside, which is the spirit, powerful beings that we all are. Okay. All right. Enough said. We'll have Zora back on our call again after we talk about this world of where we live in right now, and we're going to be talking about the RV and the steps. So take the fear out of your understanding about fearful that you're not getting all of the steps correct. You know, it's just a process. You just take your heart. Let your heart lead you through the process without the doubt, without the fear, like I need to make sure that I know that this is a step. I got that one. You know what? It's all okay. When you go into your appointment to the Redemption Center or Exchange Center, you know, hey, this is what I have. I probably need a little bit more help, and that would be great because that's why they're there. Okay. Anyway, let me go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom, as we're talking about that already. And we're going to go over, it may sound redundant to some of you, just because you may be ahead of the game. But remember, we're doing this as so many people who still need some help. So please be patient, be compassionate with those that are still needing some assistance in this process. And for all of you that are going to be listening to this, and you get yourself so anxious and so stressed about the steps, you need to take it away. It's not that, it's not going to be stressful. It's going to be marvelous. However way you go in, all right, it will all be taken care of because you're not doing this alone. You've got big teams. You've got great people that are there waiting for you to assist you. Okay. All right. Let's get, I got to bring Dr. Tom in. Hold on one second, guys. All right. So, Dr. Tom. Okay. And I think also that was a great, great introduction into what we're going to be talking today about. Healing, about healing centers, and the process of the RV. So, Dr. Tom, we are going to bring you in. Hold on a second. Whoops. I'll make sure that I can do this once and then get it right. Okay. Dialing in to Dr. Tom. I've got everything all hooked up. We should not have a problem. No problems. No problems. Okay. So why don't we go ahead and do this one more time? Wow, it took a long time. That's what's happening in the out there in terms of the links. It's taken a while to be able to link in.
Good day.
Hey, Dr. Tom. Good day. How are you?
Good day. Well, you know, I was listening on the sidelines here, and that's a hard act to follow. If Zora was the opening act, and I'm the headliner, I don't have to play tonight. So that's all said.
Oh, no, you do. That's Zora. We're back to where we are presently in this current state of where we're all in. So thank you so much, Dr. Tom. Yeah, that was a really super strong message for all of us. So I'm sure people will want to rehear that again. So anyway, so that also brings me to the, you know, we'll bring in and we'll talk a little bit about healing centers, et cetera, et cetera. But let's talk. We'd love to be able to hear your updates, and we need to also go over some of the rudimentary information regarding this RV process. So thank you so much for being here. Take it away, Dr. Tom.
All right. Well, we talked, Jane, about a few days ago about when we go out to get information about the RV and planning, it gets a little confusing. When you have people on your show, when Shelton comes on, sometimes people, and what Shelton's providing is a great service for a lot of people, but a lot of people get confused. And what I wanted to do is kind of break some things down that you don't have to worry about when Shelton talks about teams and getting all your trust and getting your going out and your management trust and all that. So I'm going to make it simple here. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to your bank, and if it's B of A or Wells Fargo or a local bank, and let's say you visit there periodically or you go in once in a while, and you're going to ask for a financial planner or a wealth manager or a private banker, okay? And then they'll say, oh, what? And what you'll want to say is, just to make it easier that you're inheriting some money, and that you and it's coming soon, could be a couple weeks, could be a couple months, and you just wanted to get some information about your services. And they'll, you know, they'll make an appointment, or you can ask for a folder where it has all the information about what they do, okay? So if you do are able to sit down, you'll just tell them that you're inheriting some money. If they ask you to say, well, it's a lot. It could be into the millions or hundreds of thousands. And I just would like to know what your programs are. And so you have that first contact, okay? So what you want to do is talk about the private banker and also ask if they have a family office. Okay, because in these family offices, what they'll do is they'll evaluate your overall financial situation, and then they'll help you determine objectives and guidelines of what's out there to invest in, what you're trying to do with, and you want to make up some trust, and they'll support you with building a different type of trust to what you need, okay? Do you need a trust to go in? No, okay? You do not need a trust, okay? It's nice to have them, and they're going to help out a lot, but you don't have to do that because a lot of this money is going to be not all given at once. They don't want hundreds of thousands of billionaires at once, so they will be released over a period of time. So they'll recommend different investments, real estate, managing your family liquidity. And if you have kids or grandkids, how you would like to support them with college educations or help, let's say they're a little bit older and they want to buy a house and raise a family, that all can be set up through a private banker or a family office. Okay, so it's really important to do all those because they have the trust services. They have the estate planning. They have the charitable solutions. They have the asset protection, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But your main goal is to go in and just contact someone at your local bank that you that's close to your house, and you now you have that, okay? And then they'll give you information, go on their website. And then when the RV does happen, okay, you will know because you'll see, well, this is what the services are. And you can start looking at those, okay? And you should have your plan for what you want to do, okay? Whether it's just buying a home and moving and want to grow a garden, okay? So those are the types of things. You don't have to do humanitarian projects. If you do, the family office or the private bankers will help you go to those projects, okay? Because it takes a lot of time. A lot of these people that who've been doing this, myself including, have put years and years of time into building teams and doing all those things. So it's really important to find out really what your passion is, what you want to do, and it's a lot of work to do these mm-hmm. projects, okay? So you don't mm-hmm. have to worry about that, but you got to find something that that sparks your spirit, which is really important that it's, you know, what is the most important thing that you want to do. You know, but what excites you? That's what you want to do. You want to do the things with this funds. You don't want to do it and get buried into investments and everything. You can do that, but that's kind of in a nutshell is relax. You don't have to worry about this. Go in and just start making your first contacts. There is tremendous amounts of, they've already planned for this. After you sit down and do your RV, you'll have appointments to meet these people.
Yep.
So that's kind of a start there.
Very good. Very good. Okay. And that should allay people's fears, especially when they feel like they don't know the process. You know, they feel like it's like going to school. I better know all of everything. Otherwise, you know, I'll be lost and I won't know what to do. But as I said also, that they will have all the help that they will receive, that they will get even once they go in. So we don't know the actual directions yet in terms of, you know, getting help. All we know is, again, what we have received as information. So I'm going to go over just real briefly as well, again. And Dr. Tom said it very succinctly in regards to don't get so stressed that you have to follow every step that you have been given by a different teacher about the process. There are many, many, many that are out there that do not follow what we are following. And what we are following is really rather specific, but it doesn't have to be that specific. You know, you have the big heart of love, and you know what you want to do. All of you that are on this call have a passion, that's what I feel, and you have a passion, one, to be able to heal the world. So how do you want to do that? In what way do you want to do that? Not everybody has to be a doctor. You don't have to be another Dr. Tom. I can't be a Dr. Tom, no matter what I try, if I try to want to do that. But I will take from Dr. Tom a lot of the information he has. I'm not going to go through all of the schooling he's had. I've already gone through my own schooling. And all of you have done the same thing. You've either been accountants, or you've been in the financial world, or you've been in the manufacturing world or trade world, whatever. Those are so very significant in terms of what your passions are. So you, as Dr. Tom said, as we always say, you know, you have to go ahead and follow your excitement or whatever you feel like your purpose is to be able to help yourself and the world. So let's go back again just a little bit in regards to the specifics, just a little bit of the specifics, you know, when you go especially into the Redemption Center. All of you already know this. I know it can be redundant, but I think that I really kind of feel that, you know, and again, if you don't have a trust, do not be afraid. Don't worry about it. If you just do the very simple things that Dr. Tom, and that's what we also did a long time ago, we've been in business. And you don't have to have that business degree. You don't have to have, you know, marketing or degree or whatever it was. You can always do that when you get there. And then you got a ton of people who will assist you in whatever it is that you want. Okay, so let's just go through just the simple stuff. One is in regards to and some of you already have this. I don't care how much 100,000 Zim, or you only have 10 billion Zim, or you have, you know, only the currencies, you have the dinar, the rupee, the bolivar, et cetera. Just make sure that those are all, you know, at least put in order, and you can total all those up. That's pretty simple, right? Okay, so you got all of that. So you've got that all in place. And then, again, you're not going to receive notifications until I get receive notifications, and Dr. Tom is going to receive notifications from all of his other, from other places as well. And then we'll all have probably the same process information in regards to how we are going to go forward. But at least make sure that you just have yourself, you know, have a little, you don't call them briefcases anyways, but a little bag or something where you can put things already in order. So it helps you to just be a little bit more organized. We won't have to talk about dress because you already know about that. But make sure that you have some things in place that are in order. So have yourself a notebook. Help make yourself, you know, if you have a phone or a laptop, I don't know whether or not, we don't know whether or not those will be available, maybe not. And we're not going to even discuss, oh, we're going to get a quantum phone or a quantum. Let's not go too far. Let's just do the basics right now. Make sure you've got a little bag already. Fill it up with a couple of two blue pens. And you make sure also that you already have your two photo IDs. This is real basic stuff. make sure that you have your passport. You know, and you may not be needing a passport, but you never know. You may want to go to New Zealand. You may want to go to China, wherever you want to go. You may want to go over there to France. Everybody wants to go to Paris, you know, or whatever. So just get that, because it's got your photo in it, and then you've got your ID, right? And if you don't have an ID, you don't have either one of them, just go to your local bank. They can help to identify who you are. Go someplace where you can get some sort of, Dr. Chow, where can they go simply to get their IDs done?
What's that again? Sorry, Jane.
For their IDs. You know, if you don't have a passport, but you do have an ID, and you have to have another one. I mean, are you going to say, oh, here's my Costco card with my, what?
There's an express thing. You can go online now and get your passport online. Just type in express. Passport, and I guess it instead of going down to the post office or going to San Francisco or, you know, the whole hassle that we had to do with them. But there is an online process now. You can get your passport within a few days.
Okay.
And then, their own identification. They're not driving anymore. Then they'll have other identifications, their social security cards with information of their mortgage payment or the heating bill, credit cards or whatever. But most people have some form of ID. Unless you're
for your address. And that's, because that's necessary in terms of the security that's been already in place. The only other thing also is in regards to security. You know, if you have a bunch of Zims or whatever, what do you say to that person in regards to security bringing it in? I think they just need to know that you're just going to go to the bank, you know, like a normal process, and then you'll be just fine, because, you know, all of this, and from the galactic side, we'll all be protected. So not to be in fear. And then when you do go in, you know, again, security, things like that you're going to need, you'll do that, you know, once you meet up with your teams. It's not a one-day process. The only thing that you need to have in that first day is to be able to get your, if you have your trust, you've got your trust. And then you have your IDs and your utility bills and stuff like that. And again, those are things that you could already have already in your bag and you're ready to go. The only other thing I want to mention also is besides that, the presentation. Could you talk, what do you think about the personal presentations, Dr. Tom? Can you kind of give us an idea of what a presentation would look like? You know, when you go to do a 5-10 minute presentation, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I heard that basically there's so many people are going to be going through, before the presentation, because what you're going to do initially is ask, sit down, and then let's say you have your dinar. Let's use an example as a dinar, and then we'll do the Zim. So the dinar. Mm-hmm. You'll say, what is the rate on the dinar? And if they're not showing you on the screen, ask them to turn the screen around. And then say, okay, it's $3. Okay. And then what you'll ask is, I'd like to know what the special rate or contract rate is. They'll either go, oh, okay, it's right here. Or, no, there is. This is the flat rate everyone's getting. And then same thing with the Zim. Ask for the rate. And then, let's say it's, 30 million per one Zim note. Okay. And say, great. Mm-hmm. Say, what is the special rate or the contract rate or the humanitarian rate? So don't say, is there whatever, just go direct. I'd like to know what the rate is or the higher rate. Okay. So that's what you can do on that. And then what you'll want to do is, have like a one page of your projects, if you do have projects, and just outline them.
Mm-hmm.
buying a ranch and having recovery for horses and dogs and things like that. It's, 50,000 acres and this amount. And you'll have all your list of things that you wanted to do. And basically it's like, you know, how much it kind of is. And then on there you're going to put, they really want to know of how many people you would be hiring for those projects. Okay. Let's say you have first out on the ranch. This is being real simple. And just a little, you know, maybe you only have three projects and just a little description, one paragraph, because you'll have to come back and go over the details with those. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way you can put the totals into them. You know, you maybe come up and each one of those may be only a million or 100,000. Some of them could be 50 billion. Who knows? So you just want it simple. The one page that you typed out, maybe make an extra copy for them, whatever. And then that way, that's how you would kind of do that with the really first, keep it simple. Page. Now I'm a little different. I have two little plastic. They're about 3 feet long by 2 feet high, and everything's on there with all my projects. And it's just, I'll just put it up on the desk, and everything's on there on a hard copy. There are pictures and diagrams and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll say, this is it. And that's it.
But again, it doesn't have to be that complicated, you guys. You know, make it simple according to how you feel that is appropriate for you, that you are able to handle. The rest of it, you know, you'll get everything that you'll need, you know, at the time for each one of you, because each one of us is very different. Each one of us does not have, you know, the capacity or the, you know, you're not a banker. I'm not a banker. I'm not even a CPA, right? I'm just a little old nurse. So, you know, what does she know about, you know, the banking system, right? I had to learn it, right? And like you, I'm learning it like you guys are learning about it. So just the simple stuff, keep it simple, and I think everybody is going to get through this quite well. You don't have to go through a 30-90-day thing. If you want, you can go ahead and do that, a little bit of information there. But I think just go in. So here briefly. So Dr. Tom, go with me. So briefly, you're just going to go in. You know, you've got all of your things already in your bag. And you go in, and let's just say you get met with somebody who's there to assist you. You know, and then if I don't know much about anything at all, you know, I said, you know, this is kind of new for me. And remember, it's new for everyone going in here, because this is the first time in history, lifetimes in history that we're all doing this. So again, you say, well, I'm so-and-so, and of course, they're going to want to know more about you. So, you know, that's why you have all of that information about your identities and stuff, because that is really important. So you got all of that. And then they're going to say, okay, how can we help you? And then you say, well, I'd like to exchange, or I would like to redeem, and I have, you know, this number of these things like that. And, you know, and then again, it's really brief, you know, again, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Tom. So when you go in, you need to bring all of your currencies, all of the currencies you have. Don't double dip. Again, they're going to know about that. And remember, you have a QFS that is going into QFS. You'll also be, you know, there again, everything that we're going to do going forward after that is all about quantum. So they're going to know whether you're really a villain, whether you're part of the cabal. You are going to be set aside, and, you know, you're going to go over there and give them more information, et cetera, if they have any doubts, right? But anyway, so everything is clean. You go right in, and then all you say, and then they may ask you, you know, after they've already, make sure that you get signatures on everything, right? I'm making it more complicated now. So I'm just trying to go through it in my head. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So here's what you need is we already know this week or next week or whatever, you're going to go to a local
right.
bank and do what I had just said. And then you're going to
right.
go online. I just turned up Bank of America here. So they
okay.
provide financial management, trust, and wealth planning. So you'll go through
mm-hmm.
those, okay? So what you'll do is
mm-hmm. get that.
And you'll have this list of things that you've kind of already studied. Okay, I'm in Bank of America. I know they
mm-hmm.
can provide trust and wealth planning, and then you'll have that there. But and then
mm-hmm.
you'll have your humanitarian. But the most important thing you want is your needs that you need to take care of right away. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're behind in your house payments. You want to pay off your house, or you're behind
mm-hmm.
in your rent, or you want to put down,
mm-hmm.
okay, I need to buy a new home. And I need to buy two new cars, and I need to
mm-hmm.
I need to help my brother who is dying of cancer. He needs immediate
mm-hmm.
assistance. So you're going to put your emergency
mm-hmm.
needs first. So those are the three things: your small pieces of paper are you already know what guidance you want. You're going to have if you have projects. Simple project plan, and then your emergency needs that you need right away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And ask if you can receive $1,000 or $5,000, because you'll be receiving, when you're in there, debit card and your credit cards.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So you can pay for those. And then you'll find out, you'll get all the information, because at first they'll probably only release maybe 2 or 3%, overnight, and then they have to,
right.
because they're going
right.
to make sure they check you out to make sure, you know, you're not
thoroughly.
A bad
mm-hmm.
guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably do that instantly, so you don't want to be on that list.
Yes.
So those are those simple little things. It's your projects, your needs, you know, whatever. You've already got to have your little folder from the bank or your notes that you took off
mm-hmm.
from the bank. And then, and your needs, and then that's all you need. And then, you know, if you can, you know, make sure you have. It's really important to bring your spouse or someone that you can,
right?
You know,
right. I was going to bring that up, right? Mm-hmm.
And help. That's okay. Like for me, I have
right.
good friends of mine from a family office who are going in with
mm-hmm.
me. Okay.
Because
mm-hmm. they're
right.
they're experts in what they do, and so that's it much easier.
Now, if someone doesn't know anyone at all, but you've already been in contact, for example, you know, with an attorney, like we did this, you know, a little, you know, while back, we already have an estate attorney we've checked them around, we've gone and interviewed 2 or 3 of them. But you don't have to even do that, you know. So let's say, but we do. So we already have that, and I will ask for him to be there for us. Now, if you don't, then again, you know, that's the reason why you're going to go to those banks, you know, or trust companies or family office company where they're going to be able to say, hey, I am going to be inheriting at. X amount of money, you know, a few million dollars, and I really, you know, I'm planning, you know, once I get the inheritance, I would really like to have someone come with me. So who do you recommend from your office that would be really, you know, would be there for me, you know, and then, you know, they can help you that way. The banks can help you that way as well. So it's not like you're going to be empty-handed, especially for those that really feel like they're alone and they need some assistance for clarification of things like that. I would probably suggest that also. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Thank you for bringing that up, Dr. Tom. Mm-hmm.
And kind of a sidetrack here is
mm-hmm.
in this world, we've valued ourselves by our success. And, you know, you look at billionaires, you know, I would say 80-90% of them, and I know a few, are very unhappy people
mm-hmm.
because they relate their values of who they are to a
with their money.
Because it's all debt. There is no value behind their money. And so like $1 billion is only worth about $100,000 roughly. Okay. So, but now when you exchange, that money is valued behind itself. It has value to it. So the money that's going on this planet, trillions and trillions of dollars, there is no value to it. Okay, and we've valued all of our life, success of everything related to I'm this and I'm that, whatever. No, that's not what it's all about. It's about your value inside and what you want to do to help out, even if it's a small amount. Okay, some people are just going to be happy that they're not struggling every month. Okay, that's an important area. But we value ourselves on a higher level. Now we'll be able to be our highest limit self in that direction.
Right. Oh, beautiful. It's beautifully said. Okay.
So
we're talking about
into,
value, and we're talking in terms of money. We'll just talk a little bit about that. And everybody already knows this, you know, in regards to that, everything that we're going to be doing is going to be gold backed. So that's a key point in regards to all of this, you know, what we call Nasara Gasara, and the turnaround of all of our financial systems. So that's why we have all of the corrupt, dark beings that are trying to do their massive amounts of trying to continue to put us all in fear. Just go in and know and feel right now, you know, that everything really is already on the other side. It's already pre-planned. You know, not from us, but from above and from around our world, you know, from the galactics to, you know, Zora and all of the higher beings there as well, that this has been a gift. So take this also as this is an enormous, magnificent gift that we are now handed to us in order for us to be able to help the world. So again, out of the fear of healing, out of the fear of helping. And that you, each one of us, have such a unique gift that we can be of service to the world, but never also forget about who you are in terms of staying in balance. So this whole process in terms of the RV is still for you to maintain your balance and sustain, you know, who you are in terms of integrity and in terms of your courage and. Oh, I don't want to say righteous, but at least in terms of balance and abundance for all equally. Anyway.
just as a follow up, that is, and I
okay,
I and then we're project done. Just the other day for myself, and you get out a blank page. Out and create the new vision of your most exciting role in your most exciting life.
A good one.
Okay, as exciting you. Good. How would you like your passion to play out in your projects? Okay, what would you do?
Nice.
First, seconds. Okay, what would you like the outcome to be? But you have to wake up where you're just excited about it. You're just excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the most important. Even, you know, Q talks about that, you know, stay in your highest joy, you know, and Zora talks about this. That's how we get there.
Right.
And so I started doing that the other day, and I came across these trees that they had cut down, and the stumps are the size of football stadiums. You know, they're like a quarter. And they go up to, they were half a mile high, and they cut all those down because our oxygen on this planet is 60-70% decreased, and that's why we're aging.
Yeah,
and we're doing this.
Okay.
The projects, you know, planting more trees, getting those seeds to plant those big trees, and you know, hopefully we get some help get those big trees back up, because oxygen is the key to life.
Yeah,
so, and also too, it's because we have no oxygen on this planet. That's why our brains have shrank, our immune systems are are down. And that's why I always recommend up in the morning, go outside. I know it's coming winter, but bare feet and then do breathing, Wim Hof breathing, 5 reps.
Oh,
take
yes.
a deep breath. Hold your breath and lean up against a tree. I do that every morning. And your body's recharged.
Okay, excellent.
Okay.
Yep.
So we need the oxygen and the nutrients.
Yeah, do that. Right. Yeah. Well, I may not be leaning against a tree when it's and then, you know, I don't have that availability to be able to do that, at least not where I am. But I do go for wine walks. And when I go for my walks, I actually do put my hand around a tree or whoever, and I see a tree that's almost, you know, it's like ascending already. You know, I'll go and stop there and send it some energy. So I just kind of do my stuff when I'm walking or jogging or whatever. But again, it's almost every day in which I do that. So again, I'll tell you, everybody, you got to try it. Even if you put your hands around the bark, if it's too big to hug or to just be with, you know, even if you do that, you will feel enormous energy coming from that tree into you, and you'll feel re-energized. So, you know, whatever it is that you need, or walk barefooted. Oh, here, there is a doctor, or not doctor, Christine Light has these inserts that you put into your shoes, and it will give you, it'll feel like you're already walking on grass, because whatever she's done to be able to bring forth a lot of frequencies into those inserts are also really helpful for keeping people balanced and energized. So that's just also on another note. And I'll give everybody her email so that people can go ahead and maybe do that. And, of course, the headbands are really amazing. I can't. Now that I'm feeling more and more of the energies that are really streaming down here, it's like the headbands are like I can really feel like I'm completely relating to the energies even more so when I have that headband on. So, anyway, is that it for today, Dr. Tom?
Yeah, just one follow-up with frequencies is being out in nature, whether you go to a park, okay, that frequency is the same thing that we have to move. That's the science we have to move back to. Over the last, you know, 100 years, thousands of years, they've made us so like, and I've used this before, when a mother is pregnant, and the baby's growing inside, she doesn't have to think about, are the arms the same length? Are the eyes going to make sure they're in the right place? Are the ears going to be in the right place? And what is that? That's innate intelligence. That's that life force God that's in us. We are all God and goddesses. And the more we tap into that, the better experiences we'll have, especially with this RV. It's not about the money. Okay, the money. There. Right. It's tapping back into your true self, your highest self, and your pure self.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Beautiful. Thank you so much. So we will call it a wonderful, beautiful day with Dr. Tom. And
and the update
for today. And and the update. Yes. Let's do a little bit of the update. Okay,
so
go ahead.
The update is From a few days ago, we were told that the final presentation to the world courts by the U.S. Treasury and the DOD, and the first wave of funding sometime inside this month. They had an issue last week with the cabal. Removed some of the gold, but they caught them. The launch codes are going to be presented next week, and they're testing the systems with the what they call the whales. I really don't see anything. Once again, it can happen next week, but I don't think anything will happen till after the election, and then the process will start. There is no delays. I know we all want it now. But I don't see it this going past after the new president gets in past January. But hopefully it's way, way sooner. But I think we will never see this go past January. I really don't see that right now. But I think we're getting very close. So we'll see.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we're just kind of, we'll stay on watch. And in the meantime, we'll keep our vibrations and high and frequencies high, and as well as really connecting with our higher selves, our gods and goddesses that we are. And that will help energetically everything in terms of what happens outside of us, besides what's going on the inside. So thank you very much, Dr. Tom. Thank you for the update. Thank you for a fabulous call with you today. Certainly everyone has appreciated that, like I have also. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Tom. We appreciate you so much, and we'll talk with you soon again. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So I think it's time for Zora to come back and maybe do a little bit of a Q&A. We only have like about 25 minutes left. So Zora, hello, Zora.
Indeed.
All right. Well, I think we have you here now. Shall we go ahead and open up the call line for Q&A? Oh, would you have anything additional that you want to say regarding the RV process and the election right now?
No.
No. Okay. So you want us to just kind of wait and see, right?
Indeed.
Indeed.
And just know.
All right.
That it's done.
We do know that it is done. It is finished. And we use your imagination in terms of what is really happening right now with you. You have prosperity. So you imagine, you know, in terms
understand
of what you do.
This. Do your part. Go out and look for a house and claim it. If you want a car, go out, find the car you want, put your hands on it and claim it. Understand, do your part, do your due diligence in forming the plan that you're going to do and go through the motions. That's what you call creative visualization. Understand, this power that I've talked about all this time is within you. You have powers to manifest out of the ethers. You just do it.
Okay. Thank you for that, Zora. We have a call. A question for you.
I know you have
ready?
A call.
Go ahead. No. You were going to say something. So please, I didn't mean to interrupt, but if you could go ahead and continue.
Go out and begin setting up your team, if you haven't already done it. Begin setting up your team, your team members, such as a state lawyer or things of that
wealth
nature. Wealth managers.
Private
bankers.
You have to do the...
Start doing
right.
that if you haven't done it already.
Yeah.
And begin going... preparing for your blessing.
Okay, Zora, thank you.
It's not just sitting on your hands at home and doing nothing. You have to do your work as well. And you know what that is already. I don't have to remind you.
Okay, thank you, Zora. Ready?
Now, the first caller.
Okay. Our first caller is 585 ending in 9185. There you are. Tell us who you're calling from.
Yeah. Yes. Hi, everybody. This is Joanna from New York. Hi.
Hello, Joanna.
Hi, Zora. Thank you for the blessing. I know it's really going to help everybody and humanity and the planet, and I just wanted to thank you so much for helping us. Another thing, question I had was, friends of mine are curious about you, and they want to know, they want to know who you are and where you came from. So if you could talk with us a little bit about...
I came from Source.
You came from Source. Okay.
Indeed.
Yeah. How did you... So I know you helped build the Milky Way galaxy. Are you from a certain area in the universe?
What?
Are you from a specific star system or planet in the universe?
Well, the home planet would be Lemur.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Cool. So when my friends ask who you are, I can tell them you came from Source and that you reside in Hollow Earth.
Of course.
Okay. Okay, great.
That is where that is where he is presently.
Right. That's where you are presently. Okay. And, wow. Okay. Thank you.
That is all?
I mean, I think so, but they don't believe me.
What you need to do is you need to get with Quasar, set up a time that you have your gathering, and I will come.
Okay.
And you will call Quasar, set up that meeting,
okay.
And we will have the meeting with your people that have questions.
Okay.
I have a question, Joanna. The people that are asking the questions, you should just tell them the calls that we have so they can come on the call so they can learn. And they can always go to blogtalkradio.com. / Zora of Hollow Earth to go back in time to listen to some of the calls. So some of the calls there go over again, you know, about Hollow Earth and about who Zora is. And, you know, a lot of people still, you know, come up with all kinds of questions. But if it's like a beginner's kind of thing about Zora, you know, you could do that. You know, but if you want to have him speak with them, or be online in live, and they would like to be able to hear them, why don't they come on our Blog Talk show that we have and then listen in and ask questions? It's my question for you.
Yeah. I've shared the Blog Talk link with people in the groups, and, you know, I've talked about Zora and you, and you know, they express interest, but then I don't see them hopping on the calls, so we'll just keep doing what
and
we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
it's their journey.
Just let it.
When they're ready, they will come on board. And I think a lot of people, just like the ones that are asleep, even if they're spiritual, some people will still not gravitate to an understanding about inner or hollow earth. You know, they're more out there, you know, and about UFOs and aliens and extraterrestrials and maybe that much. But not anything about the inner and hollow earth. That's a whole a whole area of an understanding that people cannot even get to. And it just takes time. It takes time to be open-minded.
Yeah.
And of a higher frequency in order to be able to say, I have to go here. I really have to listen to this call. And that's what you did. But if you still want to be able to do that with your group, then, you know, just go ahead and contact me. We'll talk about how we are going to be able to do this, you know, for your group. I need to know like about how many people will be there. It'll probably be on a Blog Talk show. I would like to be able to have this taken care of like within this week or next week, if that's all possible.
Sure. I will do what I can and see who shows up. Thanks, Jane.
Okay. Very good. Okay, Joanna. Good question.
Thank you
so much. And thank you for all that you're doing. All right.
Bye-bye. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, are there any questions? If there are no more questions, I might have a couple of questions again for Zora. We have no takers.
There are no more questions?
Isn't that amazing?
None?
But you know what? I always
that is
do,
amazing.
Right? It is. Oh, here we go. No. Well, I think here's one. It's 909 ending in 7336. 7336.
Hello, this is Gina from California.
Oh, Gina, hold on. Hey, Gina, your connection is very poor.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
how about now?
No, it's very blurred.
Oh, I don't know why.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, it's very hard to understand what you're saying.
You cannot really listen to it.
No, I can't. Yeah, no. You have to call back again if you want. I can't. Okay. All right, dear. Okay. Bye, bye. All right. So she's probably going to call back. All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for people's understanding, Zora, we have a very enlightened group that has listened to you for a long, long time, and even the new ones have learned a whole lot coming from you. Oh, wait a minute. Here she comes again. Let me see if I could open her up. Hello, Gina?
Yeah. Can you hear me now okay?
No, that's much better. Thank you.
Oh,
okay.
Okay,
now we can hear you. Very
yeah.
good. Okay, your
okay,
question
good.
For Zora.
Yeah. Hmm. I was listening to the Dr. Kitty, Leo, and the Arduin a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
But that was very interesting, and I loved the interview. But what I didn't really get was they entered through a cave to go in subterranean cities and the Hollow Earth. How that happened?
Yeah. Go ahead, Zara. Why don't you answer how Dr. T.T. Went in and how he got out? To a cave? How did that happen? Could you explain that for Gina so other people can also hear?
Well, understand, it is not actual. Well, it is a cave, but it also, you go to the end of the cave and you come upon what is called a rock face, and then you put your hand upon it. If your hand passes through, that is a portal. And you just step through the portal and you're in Inner Earth. Quite simple.
No. Gina here. This is how this happened with Dr. T.T. So in the Philippines where he's located, there's a specific area in the mountains where he was able to go in, and he could only go in if it was acceptable by very key high density people within the Inner and Hollow Earth that have already, that know of him and were able to open up that area where he can go in without a problem. So you cannot. So the way he did it is very different than having to go it through the harder way, which is normally going through to a cave and putting your hand on the rock face and then going in that way. And that will be part of what will happen when we all have emergence. They'll come up and then the caves will be open, et cetera, et cetera. So the way he did it is very totally different from the normal way of getting in and out of there. It's a very special way for him.
Okay, so.
Yes, of course, he got approval from the council.
Yeah, okay.
Right. You just can't go there.
You
right
can't just
work.
Go in.
Right. So they are being called. They were being called there. Right?
You were
what?
Be what? Cold?
They are being called. They're being called
they
from
called.
The yeah.
They're being invited.
Yeah.
They're being invited, yes.
Yeah.
You have to have an invitation.
Yeah.
And you have to be at a high frequency, you know, high density frequency
right.
or a vibration to be able to get in. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's clear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, yeah, great question. All
okay.
right. Okay. Nice. Okay. Bye-bye. Next caller is 561, ending in 2976. 2976,
yes,
you're on the air.
Yes, hi. This is Sandra from Florida. Without going
Who is this?
In, Sandy.
I'm
from
sorry,
Florida.
Oh, Sandy. Oh, okay. Hi, Sandy. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? How's everybody? So quick question. Without going into fear or and just looking for knowledge and the truth, a lot of people are in Florida now. Tell us, are we, because we've had so many weird storms and we know a lot of them were, I believe, drawn in from HAARP and some of the other technologies,
yeah.
Are we looking at, because we keep hearing different things, are we looking at any certain, other than local flooding like we're seeing in other places, are we looking at any large water distribution across the state of Florida that, you know, as Floridians, we should know, you know, when to make a move out of here? Can you help us with that?
I will tell you this, Laura, before you say anything. On our last call with that, with the last call with Dr. Titi, we were talking about Florida, and I asked, well, what do you see, you know, for, you know, the areas, you know, where there's, you know, very adverse conditions weather-wise, and I still brought up, you know, Florida. He said, be careful where you live. He suggests that people just move to the mountains or to higher ground is what he said. So now in regards to all of the hurricanes that have happened, part of it also is coming from the HAARP. But again, be aware that if such things happen, you have to go within to decide whether or not you need to go to higher ground. Or you could stay knowing that you're not going to be harmed. So it's really an individual choice. So again,
yeah.
It's all about how you feel that's comfortable for you. And you know that, oh yeah, well, I could say, well, I think I need to go to higher ground just in case. Or you think, well, no, I really feel I'm very secure where I am. I will just stay right here and go through it. You know, whether it's a twister or a tornado or a hurricane. It's really dependent on you. But you got to take a look at what is happening now and then making a decision for your point of view.
Are we looking at any tidal wave movement or anything in the near future?
No.
Well, we did a call with Zora last week. Zora, we already did a call with you last week about any adverse hurricanes coming in from the Caribbean. Remember that one, Sandy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Okay. So we did that. So tell us, Laura, if you will, what do you see in the near future for Florida? Do you think that there's going to be a deluge, or do you think everybody is going to be safe where they are presently? What do you think people should do? No, they can't grow the hurricane overnight. We can't manifest that from into 3D right now, you know, through our vibration. So what do you suggest for people with the circumstances that are going on? What would be your suggestion if you live there?
If I live there now, I would prevent the storms from entering onto the peninsula of Florida.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
He will do it he would do it energetically.
Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is that we need enough people on? Mm-hmm.
Now, where do you live in Florida?
I'm down near, I'm in where Martin County and Port St. Lucie. So I'm not right on the coast, but I'm, you know, probably 15 miles from the coast. So we keep hearing, you know, 50-foot tidal wave could come in, or, you know, I'm just hearing different things out there, and I'm not trying to come from fear, and I'm just going, so many people have moved to Florida, and so many people aren't awake.
Yep.
And so
yep.
I just sometimes get, well, we've got enough people on this line that are from Florida. Do we all need to send out energetic vibes and keep the waters calm? I'm just trying to, in my little brain.
Every little bit helps. You can do that. You can do what? You can calm the storm with your God and Goddess energies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
by simply rubbing your hands together and putting the palms of your hand outward toward the Gulf of Mexico, and simply have the storm go a different way, or go a different course, to stay out in the Gulf.
Yeah, or to minimize it. Right. Anything.
Yes.
To
you have to try it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have been when you've been online, and I get my energy pulse. But I was more concerned that we don't have a tidal wave or something else crazy come in with all the earth changes. And I know we talked about hurricanes will continue and storms will continue. But I know if you stay here, it's like, are we in a losing process?
No, you're not going to have what is termed as a tidal wave.
Good to know.
Oh, tsunami. You're not going to have a tsunami.
like they did in Mississippi, right? Was that Mississippi?
What?
Where was that tsunami at the last time? Was that... was that in Mississippi? I can't remember. A long time ago, Zara.
There was no new tsunami.
Yeah, there was a huge deluge of so many. That was south. South, it was in the Gulf. I can't remember the name of that state already. I have to look up my geography. Anyway.
Katrina.
Okay, so Sandy knows. Oh, Katrina. Yeah, that was Katrina. Right.
Katrina, yeah.
That was not a tsunami.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway. Yeah, it was a hurricane. It was bad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't want that again. They don't want that over there in Hollow.
No.
I think they had enough on the web, too.
You can purchase a device called the Defend Planet Earth. And you can plant that in your property, and you will keep the bad weather away from your property within a 2-mile radius. Also, you can, if you feel ingenuitive, you could build a pyramid on the coast, and you could and line the frame of it with copper cable, and that would ward off a hurricane.
Do they have to be a certain size, the pyramids?
At least 100 feet high.
Is that ever going to be a problem for us to try to get zoning? Because that's interesting.
Zoning? Why would you need zoning? I'm speaking of putting pyramids in the area at intervals along the coast.
Okay,
that
so
would
how
ward off a hurricane.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey,
how far apart do they have to be?
You know.
What?
How far apart
do they have to be?
Well, I would say within, at least within 5 miles of each other.
Okay.
And that would, and you build a whole entire line along the eastern coastline. And
how about eastern and
that
western?
Would stop the hurricanes from entering and making landfall in any of the areas where the pyramids are built. And then, of course, if you want to, if you live on the coast, on the actual coast, you could buy a what you call a Defend Planet Earth device and put that on your property. If you lived right on the beach area, and that would also ward off a hurricane.
Okay. Well, we know the next project that we're going to do as soon as this comes through then. Thank you.
Very good. Okay. Very good. Okay. Thank you for your question. All right. Put you back on mute there. Next caller is 562 ending in 3425. 3425.
Hi, it's Cindy from Long Beach, California. Good morning. Hello?
Hi, Cindy. You have Zora here, dear.
Zora, I left my home key, a place where I lived for a couple of years, waiting for the the RV, and the caseworker didn't believe anything I was telling her about the Zim or Nazara or anything, and she wanted me to go to an outpatient clinic for mental therapy. And I said, look, there's nothing wrong with me. I said, this is coming. I couldn't stand it, you know. And so I took everything I had in my room, and I rented a U-Haul, a rental van, and I have been living in this van waiting for the email to go to an appointment. I'm going to go to a hotel today. I'm paying for that. So I'm down to, at least I've got a van that when we go to the appointment, I can drive there because that's what I'm managing. My question is the U.S. Treasury rainbow notes, are those coming out very soon? Because according to Telegram, it's going to crash the 29th, that the fiat dollar is gone. And I think, well, what about the U.S. rainbow notes? Because those are gold-backed, and that's our new money. When are we going to get those?
That'll be, you know, once that happens, then it's all of your fiat money is going to turn into gold-backed, those rainbow currencies. So not too worried, they'll be switched.
They already printed them already. The question is, when do we receive them?
Right, I know. You will receive them when it's time.
They're already in the vault. They have not been given permission to distribute them yet.
Yeah,
but anyway, that's what I'm doing. I'm hanging on.
Good.
I'm hanging in there, staying in this van.
Good girl. All right.
I'm tough.
You'll be all right if you're okay.
Huh?
I'm sorry?
What was your question?
Right?
I'm hanging in there. I'm going to go to a hotel today just to rest because I'm really tired.
Okay.
But,
okay, you go do that, all right?
Okay, so I'm doing the right thing by getting out of there. She didn't
yes,
believe
you
anything.
Are.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no,
thank
nobody
you.
Will. It's all right. You're not the only one. It's okay. We're all good.
Thank you, Sarah.
We're good. We're good.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right, Cindy. Take good care. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, we have about one more here, I think. 561 ending in 2976. Have we spoken to you already? 2976.
Barron,
have we spoken to you?
Barron.
Who is this?
Is 1062 Southwest.
You know what?
Abbott, Avenue. Is here in Fort St. Lucie, 3453. I haven't been up here that long.
We can't. I'm sorry. You know what? We can't hear. You've got too much background noise. Okay. We're going to have to let you go. Thank you. Sorry. If anyone wants to speak, you have to be where there is no background noise. Otherwise, we can't even connect. Okay. All right. So we only have 10 more minutes. So if we end it in hold on. There's one more person. 719 ending in 0341.
Hi, Jane and Zara. This is Lorraine King in Monument, Colorado.
Hello.
I was wondering, Zara, can you hear me?
Of course.
Okay, I was talking, but I don't believe you got it. I would like to know what areas in Florida are safe.
Safe from what?
Oh, storms. storms. I just didn't know it. Perhaps close to Fort Lauderdale or Miami, that sort of thing.
Well, as you know, Florida always experiences hurricanes.
Okay, so it's not really a good place to live anyway then.
I wouldn't know. It would be a nice place to go on vacation, but I wouldn't want to live there.
All right. We got you to say time. well, I have one more question, if it's okay. Is
yes.
there a possibility I could visit Hollow Earth someday?
When the time is right, you will, yes.
Well, I still haven't conquered the telepathy thing. But you'd be able to read my mind, wouldn't you?
That's an intrusion. I don't read minds.
Okay. Well, I'm a vegetarian. I wondered what I would have for protein in Hollow Earth.
They're vegetarian, too.
You're vegetarian, too? Fantastic. Okay.
Of course.
I know you grow lots of fresh vegetables.
Of course. Hydroponic gardens.
Ah, very good. Okay. Well, I know there's a dab of protein amino acids in most vegetables.
Of course
and
it is.
So can you name two or three vegetables that would have high protein?
Hmm.
Do you have to worry about protein in your diet in Hollow Earth, Zora?
No.
There you go. There's your answer.
Understand the atmosphere in Hollow Earth is
okay,
a healing atmosphere. So the moment you enter into Hollow Earth, you are instantly restored to perfect health. You don't have no need for any what you call protein
extra.
And things of that nature. It's within the atmosphere already.
Oh,
and
that's
so
fantastic.
That's why we in Hollow Earth are immortal. And we do not perish unless we decide to go somewhere else. But understand, we are immortal. And once people on the surface are reminded that they're immortal too, which really surprises me that people don't even know that, but they are. But understand that you are immortal beings. Everyone on this planet is an immortal.
So are the medbeds a part of that?
Yes.
Okay.
What are you talking about? You're not talking about medbeds. There are no medbeds in Hollow Earth.
No, there's no medbeds in Hollow Earth.
But apparently I'm going to be on New Earth for a while.
I suppose
so. That's your decision.
That's your decision.
What'd you say, Jane? I didn't hear you, Jane.
It's your decision, dear.
It is your decision.
I said it's your decision.
It's my decision.
Whether you wish to be on the earth or not.
Oh, okay. Well, those of us who have family that still won't wake up to anything, I would have to stay with them. Probably.
Well, that's your decision. That is
okay.
Your decision.
It's totally up to you.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Well, that answers
okay.
a lot. Thank you very much. I love
right,
you and don't want you to move away. I want y'all to stay here.
And what part is Monument, Colorado? What is that close to?
Colorado Springs. I'm 9 miles from that first mall there in Colorado Springs. I'm north.
Yeah, very close. Yeah, there you go.
Very close, 9 months.
Yep. Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm
all right, Lorraine.
Thank you,
we're
Jane.
Let you go.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
And thank you,
alrighty.
Billy.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, bye bye.
And before we go, if everyone out there would be interested in sending a love gift to Zaria and Quasar, it would be greatly appreciated so they can keep doing their calls. Online,
exactly.
Because it is not a free service. They have to pay for it.
Well, we
so
do a lot of things online.
It would be greatly appreciated if you would send a love gift.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway. Okay. And I think I put that in our newsletter. Oh.
Well, I just reminded him.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, hold on a second, Zora. Just a second. Zora? Hello?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Sorry about that. Okay, the other thing I wanted to mention to people also in regards to helping us, that would be absolutely helpful. I want to say thank you to all of you who already have sent your love gifts to us. It helps us right now kind of rather enormously to be able to keep things moving. The other thing I also wanted to mention is for the headbands, I really recommend that. Zora recommends it all the time, is you can go to Christine Light, and her, she's the one that makes these gorgeous, beautiful, high energy inserts for your feet to be grounded, to help you to be grounded and for the whole body. And they're beautiful, but she also is the one that makes our headbands. So go to https://helping, H-E-L-P-I-N-G, the number 2, rise, R-I-S-E, dot E-T-S-Y, dot com. helpingtorise.etsy.com. And get yourself your headband if you haven't done so already. Okay. So with that being said, everyone, we want to be able to wish everyone a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. And we listened to the call, the beginning of our call with Zora. That was actually monumental in regards to his message for all of us. And then, again, relax. You'll be okay during when we go in for our appointments for the RV, okay? All right.
I hope it woke everyone up.
you certainly did a great job with that, Zora. Thank you so, so much. We love you dearly. Thank you. So we are so honored to have you and Zoraya with us to help us to be awakened and to help us with our energy and helping us to understand who we truly, truly are. You don't need those modalities. Follow Zora's, you know, 5-4-3-2-1 cues, 10-9, you know, from 10 to 1, and command your spirits and your whatever to bring forth whatever it is you desire between those two. I think you got it made. We all have it made. Okay, lots of love, everybody. Take good care. Bye-bye.